Good morning to you. I'm Shelley Schlender. It's Friday, October 30th. It's 8:04. Coming up, we'll follow that report with something that's pretty much guaranteed to be G-rated for Halloween. It's Alec Komenitsky's house. It's loaded with Christmas lights right now, but instead of Santa, it features the Incredible Hulk and scary music and, well, you get the idea. Plus, it's wind-powered. Alex and his 8-year-old son Kyle and Kyle's friends Luca and Galen are in the studios right now getting ready to talk with you later this morning about their grassroots contribution to Halloween and where to find it to take a look. And a crazy house, a weird house that has Christmas lights for Halloween. All that's coming up as we go now to Alex Komenitsky and his house in Lafayette. Alex, you're here with three trick-or-treaters, it looks like.
Some scary people this morning. They've had two snow days, and but they're getting an extra half hour off of school this morning. What I have is my son, Kyle, and he's dressed as, what are you dressed as, Kyle?
Evil warlock.
And then I have my neighbors, Galen and Luca. Galen and Luca, what are you dressed as?
I'm a witch.
I'm a Power Ranger.
And you really look great, all three of you.
They do look great. They look like people who would do well in front of a highly decorated Halloween house. Now, how have you decorated your house?
Oh, well, it's a little out of control, Shelley. There's about 7,500 lights, and there's a whole bunch of inflatables. We have inflatable Frankensteins, Grim Reapers, pumpkins, SpongeBob SquarePants, and even a Homer Simpson.
Wow, that's a lot of decoration for a non-Christmas time. Now, how did you get started with this for Halloween?
Well, I've been doing this for probably almost a decade now, and actually, you're right, it is a lot before Christmas, but it's a warm-up for Christmas. Christmas is about 3 to 4 times bigger. I've just been doing it for a long time. It's a lot of fun. I live in a neighborhood with a lot of kids, and needless to say, tomorrow night, Halloween night, is a big night at my house. We'll have hundreds of trick-or-treaters come by, and it's a ton of fun for the kids.
Where is your house?
It's out near 95th and Arapahoe by the YMCA, but what I tell people is you can certainly come by in person, but what's even more fun is to come by the website, www.comar.org, where you can not only see the house with three live webcams, but there's some controls there where you can turn the lights on and off, and you can make the Grim Reaper die or bring it back to life.
Well, that's an event all by itself. So, yes, Sam.
Well, a lot of electricity must go into that, Alex.
You know, actually, it's less than you think, Sam. The amperage load for Halloween 2009 is just under 30 amps, so that's about 2 hair dryers. And
wow, how'd you pull that off?
It's a misconception. Most people, they think if you have thousands of lights that your power meter must spin like a Dickens. And it does spin, but it's not as bad as you think it is. There are some LED lights, but unfortunately not as many as I'd like because LED lights are expensive. And then, of course, you have some people that, you know, of course, if they want the lights off and to save energy, they can turn the lights off on the web. And for some people that like the glow of the lights and a little festivity, they can turn those back on. If you do the calculations with Excel rates of about 10 cents per kilowatt hour, it comes out to about $1 a day. And I just think providing all the entertainment for not only the people in the neighborhood, but also around the world who are looking at this display, that's money well spent.
And you use the WindSource program?
Yeah, I'm signed up for Xcel's WindSource program. And to even top it off, we are in Boulder after all. I've actually done a donation, so it's even carbon neutral.
Well, thank you for joining us, and good luck with your Halloween house. What is the website again?
It's www.comar.org, and it raises money for celiac disease, which is something my kids have.
Celiac disease, which is something that we'll talk about some more. That's a digestive problem that has to do with eating foods like wheat.
Oh, that's correct.
What do you kids like best about the house? Any of you? Power Ranger, you can take that.
It's okay. You don't even have to raise your hand. You can just start talking.
What I like most about the house is when I'm outside and I'm walking in front of the inflatables, what happens is someone turns them off and then they follow me, and it's so fun.
It sounds like it's fun. Did you all help to make this Halloween decorated house?
I did.
What's that like?
It's pretty hard because you're just out there all day putting stuff up. Sometimes you're in the basement cutting wood. Because all of the inflatables we have, we put them on a piece of wood so that they don't blow away. And also, we buy, like, a whole bunch of stuff. Like, we bought 6 skulls, and we bought these 2 hands holding Keep Outside, and we put them all on one piece of wood, and now it looks like there's skulls going out of the Keep Outside.
Kyle, thanks for explaining all of that. That's been very helpful to know. Six skulls as part of it.
Yeah, I should mention, Shelley, that was, of course, my son Kyle. He is probably the chief designer of the holiday light display, not only for Halloween or Christmas, but we sit down every year, look at the pictures from last year, look at the stuff we bought, you know, the previous year. We always buy stuff after the holidays. A hint to your listeners, if you want a discount, buy at the stores 50 to 75% the day after the holidays. And then we decide, okay, how are we going to lay this out? Where's Homer Simpson going to go? Where's Frankenstein, et cetera?
Well, that sounds like a great event. And so, again, komar.org is the place to go, K-O-M-A-R. Thank you for joining us today to explain about your Halloween house. And, you know, Sam, one thing that I heard from this family doing this great grassroots event is how they are doing this for just a dollar a day.